Hello, my luscious ones. How are you? I know you can't answer me. Some of you might have just answered me, but I hope you're all doing very well. I am having a wonderful day and a wonderful evening here in the Naughty Room. And I know you translate wonderful in Lacey language as just soaking wet. Dripping from orgasms and exhausted and dozens of soaked and well-used toys all littered around me on the floor, but not quite that great of a day, but still a great day. So yes, of course I've had an orgasm today. That's a silly question, but I do have days where I don't have orgasms, and I would say that I could always be persuaded to have an orgasm or persuaded to go dirty. My mind goes dirty even in a humorous way a lot, which becomes difficult. And I think I mentioned this in some of my previous updates and just chats that it is kind of hard to do what I do a lot of my day and then just try to turn that off when I'm talking with the average person, because those average conversations, I just can't throw in something dirty or joke about something dirty. And I really like to do that, which is, again, one of the reasons why I just love being able to do this, love being able to talk dirty and create dirty stories. But it can, in all honesty, be a little hindering in real life. And I've noticed that a little more lately, even just being out and about more and having casual conversations, I find myself having to bite my tongue a lot. And I'm used to it, I guess, but it's hard to find that balance. And honestly, I think that's something I hear from a lot of men too, just being able to express some dirty thoughts. I mean, even some of you that have great partners that you can talk dirty with, they're still never, you can never usually say everything to your partner. Well, maybe some of you can. Can I? That's a good question. Huh. I mean, I could say pretty much anything I wanted. Would it get me the response I wanted? Yeah, no. A lot of it would be like, no, okay, that's too much for him to handle. But it's not like I could never, ever say pretty much anything dirty that popped into my head. Some of it would shock him, mind you, I'm sure. I don't know if you all know this or not, but my guy has never, ever, 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 ever listened to any of my audios, which probably is an okay thing. It works for us. It's fine. But yeah, so some of it probably would make him say, no thanks, I'll pass on that one, as I'm sure some of them do for you too as well. So, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get into this rambling off topic as soon as I started this update, but I'm sure you feel my pain sometimes biting your tongue when dirty things come to mind. Speaking of that balance, I've also been trying to find that balance between the Naughty Room time and my real life time. Kind of work-life balance, even though my work is heavenly and erotic and fun as fuck. I still have a real life where I have to do real life things, and I never want to feel unhappy coming down to the Naughty Room or resent giving up one set of time for the other, because that's the whole reason I do this in the first place and why I chose to do this, because I just have so much fun doing it. And I'm finding a lot of that fun this month. So I think it's working out as a good balance for me. So that's enough of that ramble. What else can I update you on? Last time we talked, I think I mentioned how I was kind of in a size queen mode, pulling out my big toys. I actually went online to look at some other big toys. I didn't come up with anything yet. Reading the reviews of them is just hilarious at times. I don't know. I know that my two favorites are glass, and maybe I'm just looking for another glass one or something similarly hard. I like the hardness. I like hard things. See, there I go, throwing in something dirty into, well, I guess I was talking about dildos, so it's not a casual everyday conversation, but yeah, so I was looking for that. I also did find another interesting toy that says it can put the womanizer to shame, so that really piqued my interest, but I have to do a little more research. I loved reading the reviews, too, of those. I think some of you might like reading the reviews from the women on some of these products. Just the description of how it makes them come, how they wake up in a puddle not knowing where they were, and stuff like that. I'll try and remember to put the link on this post to that. It might be a spoiler if I end up getting the toy, but like I say, some of the reviews from the women are pretty entertaining. And who knows, they might even get your cock hard just reading them, and that would be a bonus for me. So I'll jot that down to do. I also promised to tell you what the different sort of orgasms are and why I crave one type of orgasm versus another. And I will. I'm also curious, as I'm starting this topic, to understand, and maybe when I have conversations with some of you, because you might not want to leave the comments, but I'm curious if it's the same for men. Like, I guess if you've abstained for a while, like, the orgasm might be stronger, but I'm not talking about that, because that would happen to me as a woman as well. But we have different feeling orgasms. At least I do. I guess I can't speak for every woman. I guess the three that I would want to cover are an orgasm. Well, there's probably like a dozen. But if I start with my clit, again, this is all my own personal opinion. I don't know all the biological ins and outs and if any of this is factual. But to me, like, all of my nerve endings for an orgasm are right there in my clit. Like, it's the most sensitive spot. And I think I can confidently say that's for most women, which is why they sell bullet vibrators and, you know, little things like that, because you could just put them on your clit and come, and it's great. There's a different feel to the orgasm on my clit if I'm just using my fingers versus a toy as powerful as the womanizer. And I have never, and this is going to come as a shock to some of you as well, but I've never had a man orally make me come, whether it's playing with my clit, with his tongue or mouth or anywhere else. So I can only imagine that that would be another different type of orgasm and an interesting experience that I'm looking forward to one day. I'm so very hopeful that that will happen one day, but and there are reasons for that. It's not all my lover's fault, so I hold some accountability for that as well. But where was I? Yeah, okay, so if I use my fingers to play with my clit and make myself come versus the womanizer, I'm trying to give you the best description of how that actually feels. And hopefully this might make sense to some of you. If you've ever hit your funny bone, your elbow or your knee, or often considered your funny bone, I forget sometimes that people don't use the same terminology, but let's think of your elbow. If you ever hit it on that spot and you get that sort of weird feeling up your arm, and it's not a good feeling because it's weird, make that into a good feeling, a really good feeling. Like, I'm just trying to think how sensitive and how, like, your nerves all go crazy when you hit your funny bone or your elbow in that weird spot. It's like that, but really good, if that makes sense. And when you put the womanizer on it, so take that feeling, multiply it. But also, if you've ever been so totally relaxed, like maybe even in meditation or floating in the pool where you almost feel like you can't feel your body, you're so relaxed, add that to that as an orgasm with the womanizer on your clit and the good funny bone feeling. That would be what I could describe as the feeling. And it's good. It's really good. Trust me. So that's two types of orgasms. The next one would be just a vaginal orgasm where something's inside me, whether it's a regular sized toy or a regular sized cock. I'm not talking about the mammoth or the girthy because they're a bit different. Oh, and then there's also the times when I squirt. Okay, I'm telling you, there's so many, but let's go back to this one. So the orgasm is a combination of not just when you hit the orgasm, but I guess it's the whole buildup of feeling just something inside you, I guess. I know men would have a hard time describing this. And I know that some women don't like it and they can't have vaginal orgasms. But for me, the feeling of that something hard inside you, the feel of a little bit of the snugness, it's not a painful stretch at all. So it's not that. It's like a tightness. And when I come with a cock inside me or toy inside me, I can feel the contractions. Like I can feel my vagina squeezing that cock. And that squeezing is like, it's like a hug of ecstasy on your cock. It's like joy. It's like, I'm going to squeeze your cock so much. I love it. And then a euphoria, a release, like a build up. I don't want to say pressure. It's not pressure, but just that you're striving towards something. You're coming to the pinnacle and then you just come and it feels so good. I imagine that must be similar to what a man might feel because, you know, you're pumping away or jacking off and you're striving to get to that orgasm, then you come. I'm not doing a very good job of describing that one, but it's a really good feeling. And I feel sad for some of the women who don't enjoy that or don't come that way. Before I get, I guess, to the bigger cocks, that feeling, there's also the feeling when I squirt and come. And it has happened when I've played with toys, but I can't control that. Like, I don't know what I'm doing with the toy or how I made myself squirt. But he knows how to make me squirt, especially when I'm getting fingered. And it's funny because I know exactly what he's doing. And he knows exactly what he's doing because he knows the exact spot to apply pressure, I guess, on or whatever he does in there that will trigger me to squirt. And I can feel it too because it feels very different inside me. Like, I know I'm going to squirt and I know if he doesn't stop, I won't be able to not squirt. And thank goodness that he enjoys that. Maybe too much, because sometimes I don't want to squirt and I'm like, fucking stop. And he's just enjoying himself. Not that, you know, if I really wanted him to stop, he would. But he really likes that. And that feeling is, it's almost, to me, it's like a trepidation because I know what's coming. And when it does come, it's not, it's almost like an accompaniment to an orgasm. The squirting isn't necessarily meaning that I'm coming. It could come right before I'm coming, mid while I'm coming. It's just like an added bonus of this, like, release, I guess. And Yeah, probably not the best description of that either, but it feels like extra wetness, like a little bit of a release. And some people want to say it's like peeing or go to, it's not like that. Like, yes, there's a warmth of squirt, but it's not that type of feeling of relief. It's, I can't help you describe that any better because I don't have much control over it. And it doesn't happen that often where I can take note of it because, first of all, he doesn't do it that often, but when I do it, I can't tell you how I did it. And I guess lastly would be the one where I'm playing with a very big toy. The draw for that really is the feeling of the tightness, like how tightly my pussy is gripping something just to accommodate it. So it's, I guess it's like the friction and the stretching. Stretching's not the best word for it. It's the fullness of it going in and almost like demanding that you make room for this cock. And that's pretty fucking hot to me. Again, some women might not think so. That accommodates like the girth part of it. That's probably why women say girth over length is good, because length can have some drawbacks, which I guess I'll get to. Because your pussy can stretch. I mean, we can give birth to, I don't know, however many pound babies, and it stretches, it's meant to stretch. So it can, and it does, but it's tight, and it's, yeah, I'm getting a little turned on here, to be honest. Okay, let's stop that. Focus, Lacey. Okay, so that's the girth part, but like a dildo, like the mammoth or the girthy, it has the girth and it's got the length. And I don't know if I have a weird vagina. I don't know if everybody else's vagina is like mine, but this is a little bit of a side note. Someone recently like figured out a way, or maybe it's not recently, I don't know. I just saw a post on it that they can make molds of the actual inside casting of a woman's vagina and uterus and then pull them out and still have them in their unique shapes. And they're all so uniquely different. That was just a little surprising to me. And I know all cocks are similar and uniquely different too, but all right, anyways, back to the length of a cock inside and what that's like. Honestly, I had to stop this recording and go and try and learn some Anatomy 101 and see what is going on in a vagina, because there's some audios that I've even read scripts for that are like, oh, and he penetrated her past her cervix. And I always read them thinking that can't really happen, which apparently it's correct. It can't really happen. But there is a different type of feeling when something gets that deep inside. And it's almost like it's reaching another part of my vagina. And it's not just because it doesn't often have something that deep. It's almost like it's a tighter area or an area that's, it's almost like it reaches past something, which made me look it up. But according to what I read, the vaginal canal itself can actually lengthen and stretch during sex, which now makes a lot of sense because just like when I was talking about the stretching for the girth, if I want to use something longer inside me, I can't just go for it. And at a certain point, it hurt, like it stops. It feels like, okay, that's the end of the road. This is about all my vagina can take. Even though I know that it could probably take more, at a certain point in the foreplay, for lack of a better term, because usually I'm playing with myself with these toys, but the self foreplay, there's only so much that it seems that my vagina can take. And when I'm push harder than that. It's, I know you guys don't have a uterus, but I can feel it in my, I say my ovaries, but that's where I can feel it. I would equate that to like, don't get your knickers in a knot here, but like the feeling how men tell me that if they get kicked in the balls, they more feel it inside. I don't want you to go that extreme. I know that's really painful for you guys. So not that type of pain, but it's just like an inside, an internal sex organ type of pressure or pain that I feel when it's seems that it can't go anymore. But if I keep playing and I keep getting aroused and the fact that I'm trying to take something this long becomes exciting and fun, all of a sudden I realize, wait, I can take a little more. I can take a little more. And there does come a point where you just can't take anymore. But the tip of that, when you start being able to take a little more and take a little more, feels like it's entering an extra tight zone. Like, and not just entering, because that's also what makes me come differently and makes that orgasm different when it's something longer. It's when it goes in and out, because it's like those extra inches are in the void past the tightest point. And then when you slide it back out, it's like it pulls its way back out through this tight part, and then it pushes its way back in past this tightness. And it's just that rocking back and forth of those extra inches, or that pumping in and out of those extra inches into that super tightness, whatever that is, that really, when I start to come on something that long and that wide, remember I said about how it's like the tightest hug from my vagina. It's like this hug and this death grip that I now have on this toy that wants to keep it as deep and as tight as I can get it. And then the orgasm is just, well, orgasmic. That's a description more of how the penetration feels than the orgasm feels. Although I can't say that the actual orgasm itself is different when it's a longer cock versus an average size cock inside me. That's not it. It's not that the orgasm feeling feels any different, but the orgasm is heightened because something is so deep. It's like more of me is squeezing more cock. So I guess the moral of the story is bigger cocks don't necessarily give a better feeling orgasm. It just gives more orgasm surface to feel, if that makes sense. Like more of my vagina to feel more of the orgasm. That's the best that I can do, guys. It's so hard. I never thought it would be, no pun intended. It's just difficult to explain exactly what it feels like. And, you know, there's other things that make me feel good. Like I've often said, having my nipples played with and tweaked and stuff like that, I can feel that more in my clit when I sometimes, not so much now, but when I used to drink alcohol, I could feel it in my pussy. When I'm having anal, it feels more exciting, but for different reasons. So yeah, there's a whole bunch more I'm sure we could talk about. If you have questions or you want to hear me ramble more on this subject, then you can certainly let me know. But that just gives you an idea of a handful of the different feeling orgasms that I have, and why sometimes I crave the girth and the length, and why sometimes I don't, because you do have to kind of work at it and want to be feeling that extra fullness. Sometimes that's not what I'm in the mood for, because I don't know how hard pounding I could take from someone who had such a big dick. Like, I'm in control when I'm playing with my mammoth or my girthy. If I gave up that control to someone else, they'd have to know what they were doing, or they'd have to be able to ease it into me. Or if that was your actual cock and you actually had that big of a dick, you gotta have some patience. Like, maybe that's one of the disadvantages to having a huge cock. It can't just be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Maybe some women can, but I think I have a pretty talented and accepting vagina. And I still don't think you could just go to Pound Town right away with that mammoth-sized cock of yours. You'd still have to let my pussy adjust and give it time. So having a big dick might not be all it's cracked up to be. There are some disadvantages to that, I'm sure. And on the flip side of that, I have been known just to rub my clit against a totally soft cock and come just delightfully hard. So that just goes to show you how sensitive a clit, or at least my clit, could be. I actually find that fun sometimes, whether he's just come or come early, which actually is even sometimes hotter because, you know, it's still sticky with cum and gooey and slippery, and then I can just slide my pussy, if your cock can take it, and give you a minute to adjust the sensitivity and just climb on and rub my clit, messy, sloppy, cum-soaked clit against the soft cock, and I will come damn hard. Hell, you never know, maybe I'll even squirt. So that might be the note I leave you with for this monthly update. My life is great. I'm enjoying all aspects of it. I'm enjoying getting to create naughtiness for you and hearing from all of you. I still want to get two or three more audios out before the month end. One of them, fingers crossed, is going to be the MILF retreat audio. I think I have a quickie I want to do, but it might be a little bit of a spoiler for the MILF retreat, or I might switch up my quickies. I'm not sure, but a couple more at least before the month comes to an end for your ears. And as always, more to come for the month of May as well. I'm trying to make sure that I get a couple new episodes from some of my series in every month, being conscious of that. And if there's any that you're just dying to hear another episode for, then certainly write it in the comments and I'll take a peek and consider that for next month. Thank you so much for supporting me, for giving me this outlet for my naughtiness. I don't know that I would be as sane, and I use that term loosely, as I am without being able to do this and have you all encouraging me to continue to do it. So for that, I love you all so very, 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 very much. Bye for now, my luscious ones, Lacey.